My name is Andres Ochoa, and I'm here to present today the real-time evaluative approaches for COVID-19 vaccination, a case study on UNICEF Community Rapid Assessment, poster number 11. I'm also on behalf of my colleagues Uyen Kim Nguyen, Maxim Faslidinov, Carol Tronchet Pradhan, Elena Ballester Bon, Massimiliano Sani, Natalie Foll, Urs Nagel, and Jenna Motte. Let's start. So what is a community rapid assessment? The community rapid assessment is a real-time evaluative approach that seeks to inform COVID-19 programming, enhance institutional learning and evidence generation, and provide social and behavioral insights. The CRA was implemented in Eastern and Southern Africa, and also in Southern Asia. In this poster, we will review part of the results in Eastern and Southern Africa. For that, we have included over 4,000 respondents that participated in Angola, Ethiopia, Kenya, Madagascar, Rwanda, South Africa, South Sudan, and Uganda. They were surveyed between June 2020 and April 2021. So what were the aims of the system? The system looked to be a rapid data collection for authorities, development partners, and health workers to encourage preventive behaviors, to provide information, and to also provide insights that can facilitate decision-making in relation to hand washing, mask wearing, physical distancing, and vaccine uptake. The system aimed to provide also information about how the population was looking on trust, community dynamics, coping behaviors, and community partners that they trusted for COVID-19 implementation. What was the methodological approach used? The CRA was a survey with a standard model design that can be applied to multiple countries. This module facilitated the selection of the most relevant standard questions for each country. It also allowed for a space for country adaptations. The survey did not have more than 20 questions on average, and also on average a 20-minute phone call survey time. The survey was carried through interactive voice response system. In each country, for each round, we had a sampling frame of 1,000 respondents which were randomized. They were randomized through a random digital dialing frame using all available mobile phone numbers for each country. After sampling, then each was weighted to match national distributions of sex, urban and rural setting, age, and education, mirroring census data, the most recent census data, or other available national representative surveys. Let's review some of the results. Here, we're gonna see the answers for two demographic factors in relation to sex and rural and urban setting for one key question, which is, if a COVID-19 vaccine becomes available, would you take it? How the data was organized for this presentation was through, in blue, you can see those that answered that yes, they were willing to take the vaccine, or they had already taken the vaccine, or no, or they were not sure, in red. As you see in the different countries, there are different distributions. In some cases, they change over time between rounds, and in other cases, they stay the same. There are a couple of countries that show differences between urban and rural populations, as well as smaller differences between male and female. Further down the line, this information will be analyzed in a more formal manner using hypothesis testing and inferential analytics in order to understand if these differences are significant or not. But on a real-time basis, this allows to see where and which populations are likely to have some differences compared to the rest. This will become more important when we look at some of the case studies. The one that we will present in today is on Rwanda. Rwanda is a very interesting case as it made use of CRA data to inform decision-making by national government authorities and also by local authorities. At the same time, it also allows us to see some of the limitations that can happen on a rapid system like the CRA, as we have noticed before, as we have noted in relationship to some of the rapid analysis. For example, The CRA was very useful in order to inform Rwanda's Ministry of Health campaign, Sindohoka, which means I will never give up. This campaign was able to target their messaging to specific populations that had larger percentages of respondents that were not willing to take the vaccine. For example, that was the group of age of older than 45 years old. At the same time, the CRA data was facilitated the national government and UNICEF partners to identify the most COVID-19 community partners that the majority of respondents said they trusted. In this case was youth-led organizations and also faith-based organizations. This facilitated the creation of specific partnerships on local level in order to include them on the COVID-19 response. And this also facilitated greater trust and coverage throughout the communities in Rwanda. The CRA was also supplemented by the findings of other organizations and partners in implementation, for example, Rwanda's Red Cross Society Volunteers Network. They were able to provide qualitative information in order to complement the quantitative information that the RAPID system was providing. This facilitated not only to have an overview of what was happening in the country, but also to understand better local dynamics. The survey models and the capacity to adapt to local necessities allow to include specific questions on things like food security and back to school campaigns. This information was key in order to adapt the response from the national governments and local authorities. Similarly, this also allowed to see some of the limitations that a rapid system in terms of real-time evaluation can have. For example, even though real-time analysis was fast, the reality of the evolving situation required that the analysis should have been even faster. At the same time, the material was not necessarily always delivered in local language. In order to facilitate communication and to help spread some of the findings, it is now understood that better and more localized products carrying local languages will help enhance the impact of such systems. Finally, the amount of information in each round provided by the number of demographic groups included and all the questions that were analyzed provided a lot of information that could be useful for many partners. However, because the extension of such amount of data, it did not facilitate easy engagement with such data. As such, there is a need to more succinct briefs that can facilitate more engagement with not technical partners and with the community at large. What are some of the conclusions that an exercise like the CRA can bring us in terms of the real-time evaluation system being applied in a dynamic like COVID-19? It helps us a couple of things. It shows us a couple of things. First, that the rapid evaluative approach can be very useful in order to provide insights. Rapid insights in order to see some of the trends happening in real time. At the same time, a simple design that was also robust enough to provide important information for policymaking was useful, not only for UNICEF, but for host governments and implementation partners. It also provided many lessons on how an early success can be enhanced and can be improved in order to provide greater quality in its products. For example, the need for a stronger staffing system, a greater response and the evolution of the products can facilitate such system in the long term. Currently, the CRA is being expanded to more countries in the region and is also being implemented on a more permanent basis. This is the testimony of such of the impact that systems like rapid and real-time evaluation systems can provide for decision-making organizations like UNICEF and in the context of a pandemic like COVID-19. We would like to thank UNICEF country offices in Angola, Ethiopia, Kenya, Madagascar, Rwanda, South Africa, South Sudan, and Uganda for their support for the implementation and the stewardship of the CRA on their countries. We would also like to thank their host governments for welcoming the initiative on making the best use of the data provided and also for always providing feedback in order to improve the system for the benefit of all the children in their countries. We would also like to thank the Harvard Humanitarian Initiative and Statisticians Without Borders for the technical support in making sure that not only we had rapid and very wide data points about what was happening, but that they also were robust enough to provide useful information. Finally, we would like to thank BMO, our surveying partner in most of the countries with whom this system could not have been developed. If you would like to know more about the CRA and some of the information related to vaccination that the system has seen across the countries mentioned in this review, please read our attached manuscript, Real-Time Evaluative Approaches for COVID-19 Vaccination, a case study on UNICEF Communities Rapid Assessment. We thank you for your time, and we hope you enjoy the rest of this conference. Thanks.